Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation. Special day. Today is Labor Day, so happy Labor Day.
Yes, happy Labor Day, and don't you labor your fruits for too long.
All right, then.
You better speak.
Amen.
Commissioner Brad.
Did I say it right? The fruits of your labor?
We hope y'all can take a short break from your three-day weekend and dish with us. Now, later on in the show, we're going to tell you about the most expensive celebrity vacations.
Expensive?
Expensive.
All right, now, new words.
It costs so much money, we had to add extra.
Expensive. All right, now. Extra syllable. Expensive.
Plus, we're going to talk to some of the stars of some of the hottest TV shows this fall. But first, we got to honor the American labor movement and the workers across the country. And there's also another big milestone we got to discuss.
Okay, what's that?
Today's Beyoncé's birthday.
Hey! Happy birthday, queen.
Don't be saying her age out loud, though. Women don't like that. Just happy birthday, B. Happy anniversary, girl.
Okay.
Happy anniversary, girl. Woman.
To celebrate this monumentous occasion,
yes,
we have a little special treat.
Uh-oh. Sort of.
Okay.
Crush that.
Yeah.
Beyoncé would be proud.
She would be proud,
yes. Yes.
Yes. Beyoncé. Uh-huh. Beyoncé, we are proud of you.
Beyoncé.
Yes.
Yes, honey. I practiced day and night for this position.
Did you?
Yes, honey.
Oh, Lord.
But you came to the beehive.
Bee. Oh, not bee.
A big happy birthday to you,
happy
Beyoncé.
Happy birthday.
The whole show.
Girl, yes, honey. It's Miss Beyoncé's birthday, honey. Not birth moment.
Oh, oh my God.
Yes, honey.
Yes, honey.
You look like Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, well, all right, honey. We gonna roll with it. We gonna roll with it.
Okay, y'all. Apparently, Everly Tatum does not want to watch her mom and dad step up.
What?
Child Channing Tatum revealed that he and his wife Jenna tried to get their 4-year-old daughter to watch the movie where they met, Step Up, but she was not the biggest fan.
Well, how the hell she know she ain't number 4 years old?
I know, but Channing admitted to Jimmy Kimmel that they thought Everly would love to watch the movie because all the singing and dancing in it, and after 10 seconds of watching, Everly was like, can I watch a real movie? I don't know,
not
like
a
good
movie.
One?
Oh, 4-year-old children got no filter?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, but let her do Ticket to Skip It. She like, skip it, Dad.
Right. Real
that was a bomb.
She probably didn't want to see it because, you know, in this movie, this is when they met. So it's like a hookup scene. They're like kissing and stuff. She probably was like, ew, I want to see that.
Yeah, but
I don't even think she watched it that long to get to that part.
Uh-uh.
She was bored from the credits in the front.
Oh.
They was trying to get her
DVD
there.
DVD starter menu.
Right.
All right, well, a lot of people use this 3-day weekend as a mini vacation. I know I do.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all just wait, because when I show you all and tell you guys what celebrity spend, yours is going to feel more like house arrest.
Oh. No, girl, no more of that, please.
Right. Flashback.
Girl, flashback.
Well, J-Lo and A-Rod recently took a romantic getaway to France, including private jets between Los Angeles, Nice, and Paris. And according to E! Online, it cost them $196,470.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. They both got money. That's nothing to them.
That's a commercial, honey.
Yes, that's nothing to them.
Okay, well, if that's nothing, check this out. Remember Chrissy Teigen and John Legend's family vacation in Bali?
Yes.
We saw it all over Instagram. It was everywhere. Well, hopefully those millions of likes made it all worth the $75,000 they dropped for that trip.
Wow. Oh, no, that was cheap. Then if J-Lo's was $196,000, they just paid $75,000?
Yeah, but $75,000 is still up there, baby.
It is.
But Bali is expensive. I mean, just imagine, if I'm thinking of going to Bali, I'm already knowing I'm going to spend a lot.
And you knew that. You know they flew first class.
Well, they had a private jet. Oh, John and them. Yeah,
John and them.
Oh, yeah, John on a jet.
Oh, they was on a jet, too.
Oh, you ain't going to see Chrissy on commercial flight. Oh.
Not at all, honey.
Mm-mm. She ain't going to be bow-wowing it. All right. Ooh. Well, Kim and Kanye West didn't mess around for Kanye's 40th birthday trip to the Bahamas, where they rented a house on a private island, and they spent a whopping $443,000.
That's ridiculous.
A birthday?
It's not just if one you day. Got it. It ain't tricking if you got it.
Yeah, but Bahamas ain't that expensive. Ricky go on a regular basis, so it's not that expensive.
It don't matter. There's different things. Yeah, private island.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like being on a private island would suck. Because say, like, if you wanted to go out and go enjoy something, like, yo, I want to go run and give me a burger real fast from
right.
a place.
You get on on the yacht that takes you right across.
Oh, that's a bit.
Yeah, or you have a chef there make you a burger.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then leave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would rather get a 99-cent Whopper.
Oh, well, then you stay your ass right here
you
in Atlanta.
Stay your ass right.
Right here in ATL.
You stay on the mainland, right. sir.
Well, speaking of private islands, Beyonce and Jay-Z stayed on one that was only accessible by boat in Tahiti.
Hello.
Baby. They shelled out $230,000 for that.
Oh. Wow. Mm-hmm. You know they did it top-notch, honey.
Yeah. I mean, Tahiti is already private, and you want to be more secluded?
Hell yeah. You know they do.
Well, you don't want to see people.
And you don't want the paparazzi to try to swim up to your
That's
ass. So
true.
The best thing to do is get on a boat and go somewhere so nobody can come over.
That's right. So what's the most expensive trip that y'all have ever taken?
I've been everywhere with Mariah when she paid for everything. So right. I probably something with her was the most expensive.
You knew it cost.
Yeah, I knew it was very expensive. Like when we stayed on Roberto Cavalli's yacht and we just slept on the yacht and,
My most expensive trip is from Atlanta to Dallas. I paid like $300 in gas.
You was a damn liar. You know you done been some places.
But, the places I've been, like, I didn't have to pay for it, so it wasn't expensive.
Gary is kept, honey. Over there, kept woman. Look at him. He's a kept woman, honey.
Kept woman.
Okay.
Anyway. Miley Cyrus, y'all, doesn't recognize her old self, honey.
Why?
Yes, baby. In fact, she says the twerking Miley, honey, that we all know is not who she is today.
Blah, it's just blah. Who she was last
Shut
week.
Up, Miley.
Oh. Well, baby, Miss Miley tells Harper's Bazaar, honey, she said, I feel really kind of far away from that person. Mm. I just want people to see that this is who I am right now. I'm not saying I've never been myself. It's just myself has been a lot of different people because I change a lot.
She has the right to change. She definitely does. But we still can Google you twerking and wearing them Spanx and stuff.
Yeah. Oh,
I kind of miss twerking, Miley.
And ruining Robin Thicke's marriage.
Gross, but you still want to watch it.
Yeah, it's like you can't turn away.
Yeah, but this is the deal, honey. Miley also says that she never wanted to be that person, honey, with her boobs out and talking about sex and drugs. But that's what became expected of her, and it made her feel sexualized.
Well, that's when she was around rappers and stuff. So
exactly.
Who's she saying made her do that?
But at that time, she probably was hanging out with black people, and she felt she had to assimilate.
Child, please.
You know?
Gary, what you mean just because she was hanging out with black people?
Well, we're
not the ones just twerking and doing all that. Miley was twerking up there herself.
You hanging out with black people?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't act like that.
Look how you act, though. Look at that.
Look at that.
I mean, but like, this is a part of growing up, you know, because like, you know, you're not the same person you were when you were like 18, 19, even 23. So her being 24, like, you know, like, I guess she had some sort of reckoning.
Portia, look how far you come from selling fake Gucci bags. I mean, you know, not.
I sure enough did.
Oh,
and
God.
I'm a reformed twerkaholic. I do not twerk anymore.
See,
that's a lie.
No, I twerk in private. I twerk in private now.
Whatever, girl. Yes. You said that last time.
All you need is the right song.
No, I do not twerk anymore.
But the good thing about it is no longer.
I made bop, bop, bop.
Cash Money Records taking over.
So don't go anywhere, honey, because after after the break, we'll tell you which celebrity enjoys a little manscaping. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, y'all.
Now, when it comes to Justin Theroux's personal hygiene, he just follows his wife's lead. Jennifer Aniston revealed to Refinery29 that Justin just does what she does. She says, he steals my shampoo, my hair paste, whatever product, honey, I put on my face, he just does the same thing for him. You know, he likes to dabble.
Okay, that would irritate me. What? I get irritated if somebody is using my stuff. Like, get your own.
And you know, typically guys don't really care about stuff like that when it comes to shopping.
Yeah.
Right. Use what's available.
Mm-hmm. Well, y'all need to get your own Axe spray, okay? And whatever else y'all need to
use. That's not like loving no portion of your man using your stuff like y'all bonding.
Let me smell like the woman. Why you gotta come out here smelling like roses?
Well, now, Jen also revealed that something she really enjoys about Justin is that he likes to manscape. She says she likes having a nicely manscaped partner.
Ooh. Why is she telling this man's personal business like that?
All of it, okay?
Yeah, like, he might not want the world to know he manscaped.
It's not something you typically think about another dude, but, like, when you hear about it, it's like, it makes him seem like he's killable or something.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, he's manscaped, he's
like,
dead.
Like, he could be taken advantage of in a way. Like, what is she trying to tell us? She's telling us he smells like flowers?
Like, he got a landing strip.
Yeah, right.
I mean, do men really manscape? Did you manscape?
No, not really. Like, you know...
You don't manscape with your hairy ass.
Check this out. Like, I do it when necessary.
You're a diva.
Because certain parts, like, don't get, like, super wolfed out. So, like, you know, my chest hair grows, like, real thick. So, what I'll do is I'll cut it in the line of, like, the neck of the shirt I'm wearing. But beyond that, not really.
Be like a pound of taco meat.
You got to do something, though. You have
itch in your face.
I agree. A man should definitely keep it tamed. I'm not with the porno look where it's slip and slide. But you definitely should tame it.
Oh, my chest hair is very relaxed.
Relaxed how? Like this? This your chest hair.
Like caterpillar legs. It's like laid down flat. Well, I hate to say it, Brett and Portia, but if you guys ever decide to go to Trendy Shrimp in China, one of you guys might actually get a bigger discount than the other.
How do we qualify?
Well, check this out. They're catching flack for giving discounts to women based on their bra size.
Oh.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's very sexist. I don't want you sexist. I don't want you looking at my breasts to give me a discount.
Your shrimp would probably be free. Customers complained after the restaurant posted posters of a cartoon that had a slogan that said, "The whole city is looking for breasts." According to the poster, a woman with an A-cup bra could get 5% off their meal, while a woman with a G-cup could get 65%.
This is so wrong.
A G-cup? I just come in there with two cantaloupes. Yeah. Like, hey, what's up? I'm hungry. Let me get that free.
Customers have called the ads vulgar and discriminatory, and the posters have since been removed, but the restaurant's manager admitted that once the promotion started, sales actually went up by 20% because some of the girls are very proud of their size and had nothing to hide.
They thought it was funny. Or they needed a discount.
Brad, how big of a discount do you think you would get?
A half off.
50%?
I'm a B and a half. I'm a B and a half.
A B and a half?
So you're going to go with the half.
Proud of your B.
Yeah, I am proud of my B. B is for Brett.
Right. Oh, right, that's so cute. Mm.
Well, Brett, actually, you would get 15%.
Oh, that's right, because I don't have G's. Yeah. I didn't even know they made G's.
Yeah. See, I didn't even know I was paying for a lifetime discount here.
Whatever, Portia.
They come with perks, honey. You, Portia.
With your damn balloon ass.
Touch me, see. Ain't no airing these, boo-boo. Ghosted, The Orville, and The Mick are three of the fall's hottest shows. And we're dishing with the stars after the break. Welcome back. A new TV season is about to kick off, and it starts this Sunday with Seth MacFarlane's new sci-fi sitcom, The Orville. And our boy, Chewy Martinez, got all the details on the new show, plus some other upcoming comedies.
We're right on the edge of the frontier of explored space. That doesn't excite you?
Boom! Talk to me about The Orville. Orville, we're set 400 years in the future. Okay. Seth MacFarlane, he's created this brand new sort of show in his world. And I've heard him describe it this way, and it was the best, most simplest way. It's people on a ship, and we work together. And we deal with all the stuff that you would deal with in any work environment, except we're just 400 years in the future.
I'm just happy there's brown people in 400 years from now. We made it.
We made it. We're good. Like, we will adapt.
Cool.
Seems like you guys got a lot of work done on the Orville, and you get along so beautifully on the show. How much of that do you think we could incorporate in what's going on now, you know, in this country and just everyday life?
I think that this show is just depicts a very optimistic version of the future. And even though, you know, we are set 400 years in the future, people still fall in love. Right. You know, you still go to work and have fun with your coworkers. Sometimes you have to fight bad guys. But you know, in the end, the future, it doesn't have to be a scary thought. It doesn't have to be a post-apocalyptic, hunger-driven life. And I think that's what I love most about the show.
Little girl, where are your parents?
They're here.
Where? Like in the living room or maybe the kitchen?
Well, but I didn't need to pay the cable bill.
My friends are in here.
So how many times have you had to explain to people that this show isn't about you two being ghostwriters for hip-hop artists?
You know, the name is you know, there are, in the second episode, there will be a ghost.
Okay.
So it's actually not that off topic.
All right, cool.
It could be easily titled Monstered or Aliened,
alien. You know? Okay.
Ghosted has a bit more of a ring to it.
Okay.
Well, should we get out of here?
Beard envy, by the way. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, beard envy?
I have beard envy.
You have a great beard, bro.
Come on, man. Come on. This is... Thank you. But that's... Come on.
Thank you. I put juices and berries in it.
Come on. It's like you could swing in it. It's,
yeah.
Wait. That didn't sound right.
Yikes. Yikes. What is happening? What is happening? What's up?
Hi.
Chewy.
How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Nice beard.
Thank you,
very
man.
Well groomed. I appreciate it. I bet it smells good.
You can smell it.
It's okay. That's weird.
Okay. You can touch it.
Nah.
No?
Let's just move past it. Okay. Take the compliment, you know?
Thank you. You got to maintain the flavor saver.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, here we are. TCA's. How does it feel, man?
It's great. Yeah. Fox is awesome. I'm loving it. Yeah.
The Mick, tell me about it.
Well, it's funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Thank you.
It's funny.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Yeah. I like your beard. Did
Thank
I mention
you,
that?
You did mention that.
Yeah.
You could say it again.
It feels good.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Yeah, yeah, honey.
So do you know what age group of people are more likely to cheat?
People the ages 20 to 50.
Well, that's everybody, ain't it?
Hey, Craig.
Shot cover the spread.
When you gonna stop?
Well, experts are saying that people in their 20s are more prone to cheat because of a need to prove their independence and interdependence.
I don't believe that, because in your 20s, you cheat quietly. Nobody knows how you're racking it up. Yeah,
somebody know.
Researchers from the University of Tennessee found that the majority of people who cheated listed reasons of interdependence, like a lack of intimacy, poor communication, a lack of spark, or feeling loved in their relationship.
That sounds about right, because I don't even know if you really have spark during sex in the 20s.
Yeah,
you're just kind of like...
You're just
doing it. We're doing it,
right?
We're doing it. We're grown. We're adults. We're doing it.
Mm-hmm. It seems like young people fall in love a lot easier. You remember, like, you know, the first like few people you dated when you was growing up and how, like, oh, this is the one.
Yeah.
But you in, like, eighth grade.
Yeah, well, you know, as you get older, you stop trying to see if the grass is greener. You just happy to have some grass.
Exactly.
You just,
y'all ever cheated in your 20s?
No, I was a pimp. I'm from Chicago. I'm where the pimps and hoes be.
So you a cheating girl?
Yeah. I had a boyfriend at this high school, one at another high school. Yeah, it was bad.
You was running
my
everybody.
My grandma be like, she ain't here. Hold on, you here?
You had an accomplice.
Yeah, oh, man.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.